here's a story from The World.
The U.S. is off the safe list for travelers to the European Union. What exactly that means will be up to individual countries within the bloc. Member countries will have the option of allowing fully vaccinated U.S. tourists in. The World's Alana Gordon covers the pandemic and says this is a shift coming from the bloc.
Earlier in the summer, the EU had loosened its travel restrictions for U.S. travelers for tourism. But all of these rules depend on the specific country. It's voluntary. So when we think about looking ahead, how this actually plays out, whether that means additional quarantine requirements for U.S. travelers or no changes to the current policies, again, this all really depends on each country.
And why the about-face on the U.S.? What is the EU seeing over here?
I guess if you were to think of it as a global competition that no one wants to win, the U.S. seems to be doing really well in leading the race. In the last month, the U.S. experienced more than 3.5 million new cases, and that's more than anywhere else in the world.
Right. So let's spread this wider. If the U.S. is at the head of this race, who are some of the dubious runner-ups?
Iran has experienced a lot of cases. The U.K. cases are on the rise still. And then other parts of the world like Brazil, Russia, and Malaysia, they're high on the list too.
So cases are one thing, but what about hospitalizations? Is that also going up in the U.S.?
Nationally, cases actually appeared to have peaked last week. So now what that means is we're seeing what follows. Hospitalizations and deaths are up. According to the CDC, hospital admissions for people with COVID are at the highest levels since the start of the pandemic for people younger than 50.
Wow. Alana, I'm trying to understand this. The U.S. has plenty of vaccines. What does it mean that infections keep going up then, even as other parts of the globe don't have the resources?
I spoke with Ali Mokhtad about this morning. He's an infectious disease modeler at the University of Washington. And he says countries with similar vaccination rates are experiencing different things.
The message from the United States is even with high vaccination rate, you cannot relax. COVID-19 will find people who are not vaccinated and will go after them. That's one. Two, you need a community approach to control COVID-19. You cannot be individualistic.
So Marco, he points out that in the U.S., about 80 million Americans who are eligible are not vaccinated. And in places where people don't want to get vaccinated or aren't able to, you often don't have other measures to prevent the spread of the virus, like masking. And then if you contrast that with places like France and even Germany, they still have mask mandates and social distancing or testing requirements to enter certain places. But then stepping back again, going back to your question about how this all fits in globally, even though more than 5 billion shots have been administered now around the world, it's still concentrated in high-income places. And so if that continues, experts like Mokhtad tell me this means much of the world is still really susceptible to surges and longer-term economic fallouts.
And so it continues. The World's Alana Gordon, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.
From PRX.